producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Looks like 7 after the hour. Are you low on energy? Are you low on anything? If you are, I'm going to get the pumps working and get the energy machine working so that you will not be. You'll be all fixed up as you listen to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is upon us. It is the last Monday of January. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Monday, January the 25th. Let's see about the controversy over this year's Academy Awards as the conversation continues about that. How many people are all worked up about it? Raise your hands, please. Oh, you are or you aren't? You have definite feelings. I saw Danny Glover in a movie yesterday. I couldn't understand why either he or Robert De Niro were in this movie. Certainly is not an Academy Award winner. It's one of the worst movies I've seen for a long time. And I thought Robert De Niro ought to be ashamed. Maybe he just wanted to have some fun and pick up a paycheck for $10 million. But, oof, that nasty, what is it called, Dirty Grandpa? Awful, awful, awful. It certainly wasn't at the Sundance Film Festival, and neither was Danny Glover, but Danny DeVito was there. And because the Oscar boycott conversation has bubbled way over the top because of the foolishness with the news media focus on it and the foolish attitude, in my estimation, of some of these people who think this is important, like life-threatening, life is, goes on, whether black people get nominated or not. But anyway, Danny DeVito weighs in with a little bit of controversy, frankly, made up by him.
It's unfortunate that the entire country, you know, is a racist country, and this is one example of the fact that even though some people are, you know, giving great performances in movies, they weren't even thought about. So it's like, you know, we're living in a country that discriminates and has certain racial tendencies, which racist tendencies. And so sometimes it's manifested in things like this, and it's illuminated. But just generally speaking, we're a racist. We're a bunch of racists.
All right, what a bunch of BS. We have racists in our country, for sure. And are there a lot of them? Yep. But are we a racist country? What does that mean? 888-302-3684. You want to weigh in on that? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Hashtag Oscar Boycott. And on we go. I suppose Don Cheadle, who happens to be a neighbor of mine here in Santa Monica, was also there at Sundance. And he was asked, everybody was asked about this, black, white. So Danny DeVito represents a white person being asked the question. Don Cheadle represents a black person asked the same question.
I applaud their attempt to do something about it, which is great. But again, this is dealing with the symptom, not starting at the root cause of how we even get to results like this, which has to do with inclusion and access and the ability for people of color, women, minorities to get at entry-level positions where you can become someone who can greenlight a movie.
Okay, so let's see, how do we best take this apart in another way? Well, excuse me, what they have, they being the Academy, have announced they're going to have people vote differently. I think it's pretty clear that this is a problem that they've had for a long time, if you consider it to be a problem. And so they haven't addressed it before for whatever the reason. I think there's a black lady who actually runs the Academy, or is president of the Academy, she doesn't run it. Under the circumstances, you change who the voters are. Why wouldn't you have just the people who are working in the industry do the voting? People who have been who retired, why would they vote? Is a question a lot of people have asked. It's a pretty good question. All right, so let's get another. This is a theory from radio host Alex Jones, who says that Hollywood refuses to nominate black actors on purpose.
I think Hollywood, we know they're involved in psychological warfare 24/7, but I think they're not nominating any black directors or actors, because there are people that deserve it, undoubtedly. Something's going on here. They're not nominating it on purpose to create, again, more of a racial divide in this country. That's all they do 24/7. That's their job.
Another controversial comment. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. So the black actors and black directors aren't nominated on purpose. All right. So what about boycotting the Oscars? Yes or no? This is not a new problem. Going back to the Academy Awards from 1988, Eddie Murphy talked about the problem before he presented the Oscar for Best Picture.
At first, when they came to me and he said he wanted me to present the award for Best Picture, my manager came and told me that the Academy had picked me in, and my first reaction was to say, no, I ain't going. And he said, my manager said, why? I have a white manager, so I said, why? And I said, I'm not going because they haven't recognized black people in the motion picture. He said, what are you talking about? Black people won Oscars. I said, well, black actors and actresses that won Oscars throughout 60 years. It was like, Hattie McDaniel won the first one, then Sidney Poitier won one, and Lou Gossett won one. And I'll probably never win an Oscar for saying this, but hey, what the hey, I gotta say. Actually, I might not be in any trouble because the way it's been going is about every 20 years we get one, so we ain't due for about 2004, so by that time it's all blown over. I said I wasn't going, and my man said, you just have to go, you can't snub the Academy, so I came down here to give the award. I said, but I just feel that we have to be recognized as people. I just want you to know I'm going to give this award, but black people will not ride the caboose of society, and we will not bring up the rear anymore, and I want you to recognize it. He said, well, fine, it's done. I said, now, when do I have to be there? He said, well, you don't have to get there till about 9 or 10, because it's the last award of the evening. So, I'm hearing that.
All right. So there's that. Is it funny? I don't find this funny. I don't find it amusing. I find it annoying for a couple of reasons. I find their response annoying, and I find the reality that they talk about annoying, because this is a reality, and it is annoying. But the we deserve it because we're black stuff annoys me. I think that there are a lot of people who deserve a lot. Maybe the way to fix this is not to have a limit on nomination. Have, instead of five, like they do for the best picture of the year, how about we do it for, you know, just as many pictures or as many people as we think deserve it. We'll list them, all of them. What do you think about that? May fix it somewhat. Back to 1973 now. Marlon Brando boycotts the Oscars, refuses his award. He went on Dick Cavett's program, that was a late-night talk show at the time, and discussed the way Hollywood presents stereotypes and treats minorities.
I don't think that people generally realize what the motion picture industry has done to the American Indian. As a matter of fact, all ethnic groups, all minorities, all non-whites. And people just simply don't realize. They just took it for granted that that's the way people are going to be presented, and these cliches were just going to be perpetuated. And so when someone makes a protest of some kind and says, no, please don't present the Chinese this way, or please, I mean, on this network every night, well, perhaps not every night, but you can see silly renditions of human behavior, leering Filipino houseboy, the wily Japanese, or the idiot black man, and the stupid Indian, and it just goes on and on and on, and people actually don't realize how deeply these people are injured by seeing themselves represented, not so much the adults, but they're already inured to that kind of pain and pressure. But children, Indian children, seeing Indians represented as savage, as ugly, as nasty, vicious, treacherous, drunken. They grow up only with a negative image of themselves, and it lasts a lifetime.
I agree with him 100%. I think that's the way. I don't watch old movies, old westerns, much as I like John Wayne and many of the old westerns, but any of them that involve shoot-ups and killing of Indians, I don't watch them anymore. I used to all the time when I was younger. Not now, because I think he's right. What do you think? 888-302-3684, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Doug Steffen, 17 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling, my big idea. Call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wanna...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples. Make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus the 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so in response to all the controversy about the Oscars, Chris Rock said he's not going to withdraw from hosting and boycott. What he's going to do is confront the controversy head-on during the broadcast. He says he's going to use his opening monologue to call out the Academy for nominating all white actors. So he's going to rewrite the monologue in a manner of speaking. Hashtag Oscars so white. The Academy is ready for him to do that. They said it's okay, and so that he's in charge. Let him write what he wants and say what he wants. So that'll be interesting to watch, huh? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What are
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To be my former self when we go into music at this point in each hour, some form of entertainment, mostly music. Alicia Keys, whose real name is Alicia Argello Cook, but her nom de plume, her pseudonym, is Alicia Keys. This song, This Girl's on Fire, was the number one song in 2012. Kara, hasn't she had songs? I'm looking back on her history here. If I Ain't Got You was a big song for her in 2003. No One in 2007. Fallen in 2001. This is an interesting story of hers. Her birthday is 35. Today's 35 years old. And she's responsible for our thought of the day today. The most important thing to remember is that you can wear all the greatest clothing and all the greatest shoes, but you've got to have a good spirit on the inside. That's what really is going to make you look like you're ready to rock the world. Does she look like she's ready to rock the world? Interesting. I have confused her, and people can say, well, all those black women look the same. I'm sure some stupid person is going to say that when I say I have thought over the years that Alicia Keys and Beyonce look the same. Kara, is there any similarity, or is that just me? Not. I know there's a very interesting story to both of their backgrounds, but is there any similarity at all between them and their experience and the songs that they do?
I don't find that much similarity in it. I mean, I listen to a lot of R&B, so I think they sound relatively different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're both famous. They both have a lot of songs. They're both married to rappers.
Swizz Beatz.
Yeah.
Is her husband.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know? They've been married since 2010. They have two children. One's named Egypt. The other is named Genesis. Interesting traces for names. What's this song that we're playing in the background?
This one is No One.
No One. This is a song from 2007 from a CD entitled As I Am. The collection is As I Am. Alicia announced over the weekend that she's going to change her diet and eat only greens for the next 40 days. She's only going to eat greens, clean up her system. It's okay. All right, I know this song. Crank this one up.
And I love with you.
She posted on Twitter. Happy birthday. Hope today brings you peace and relations. Revelations. She was in New York for the snowstorm, apparently. This song is this kind of. I'm so used to getting it.
Basically the same. This one's Fallen.
This is Fallen.
Yeah, this is one of her first big hits.
Yeah. 2001. She had a couple of hits out of that, the CD, Songs in A Minor. Another one's called A Woman's Worth. There's a lot of things in her background. They call it in the record business discography, on the point that it's from, she's making her music heard on discs that are downloads and that sort of thing. I don't think she's fought against the system, though, like some of the others have. So, some thoughts of music, some images in your mind of Alicia Keys, whose 35th birthday is today, born at estate 1981. Good day, time is 28 past the hour.
The beef business shows no signs of slowing down. We'll talk with the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Hi, everyone. This is Amanda from the Customer Happiness Team at FarmLogs. I'm here to send out a quick thanks to all the FarmLogs users in the area who have used FarmLogs to monitor your rainfall last season. As you prepare for the 2016 season, let us help you get the most out of every acre with our powerful new line of tools, which includes nitrogen monitoring and variable rate prescriptions. Visit FarmLogs.com to learn more. That's FarmLogs.com. FarmLogs.com.
Fresno, California cattleman Jimmy Maxey says strong retail prices are not scaring beef buyers away.
Demand is measured by how much people are willing to pay for the amount that we have. The economists look at it and tell us that our demand is actually going up. We eat all we make.
Maxey says U.S. beef producers can look to benefit from export demand as well.
Opportunities, I think, lie not only within the U.S. and not only with new generations that are coming in that are meat eaters and love beef, but the growing world market. You know, over 95% of our consumers are not in the U.S., so the world population is a great opportunity for us.
Maxey says improvements in economies around the globe bode well for American beef.
We found that as the country moves more people into the middle class, some of these developing countries, that there is a great demand for beef there. Fortunately, we got a product that's very nutritious. It carries a lot of zinc, iron, protein, a lot of the essential B vitamins. So we're letting people know that beef plays an important role in nutrition and in your diet.
Jimmy Maxey, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Having a better day, although there still is a lot to clean up after that massive East Coast blizzard. 25 people are dead. The Mid-Atlantic got it the hardest. Washington, where Kara is, what'd you say, 2.5 feet of snow there over the weekend? You have been sort of cooped up yourself, right, because of the snow?
What? Cooped up? You mean I've been in a hotel all weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got different amounts in different places. So we got, I measured 25 inches one time when I went out, which is just about 2 feet.
Yeah.
But I know my family, who's a bit closer to Baltimore, some places. My dad works at BWI, the airport in Baltimore,
yeah,
and they got 29 inches.
Did they even open? How long have they even opened yet?
No, I don't think they're open yet. And so he's been working all weekend too.
What does he do?
He does maintenance, so he's been plowing.
Maintenance in the airport or maintenance on planes?
On the runways.
Really?
And at the airport. So he's been supervising people plowing all weekend.
Then there haven't been a plane in and out of the airport since what, Saturday night?
Probably since Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. I know that they might have gotten some out yesterday. I know they were trying to get some out in the afternoon, but I'm not sure.
A lot of planes were covered with snow, I'm going to bet. That was probably interesting. Does he take pictures when he's at work? Does he have, like, a smartphone to take a picture of this, that, and the other thing?
He doesn't normally. He didn't have a smartphone before this year, but he might have this year.
Uh-huh. You should get him one for Christmas.
He got one for work because I think they needed to upgrade him from a flip phone.
Really? That's what people tell me all the time, too. Father sounds like a chip off the old block here. Good for him. Tell him he's my friend. He can call me on my flip phone. I'll tell him, use his flip phone to call my flip phone.
I'll let him know.
Thank you. Hi to the people listening in Austin, Texas, where there was no storm over the weekend. Indianapolis had a little bit of weather through the mid-Ohio Valley, but nothing very serious. Raleigh got whacked, but good. Milwaukee, not bad. A little chilly this morning. How do you feel? Listening to the Good Day program in Providence, there wasn't as much snow there by any stretch of the imagination. The highest report was 5 or 6 inches. There were 4 inches on my farm, 3 inches as you go into the central part of the state, 2 inches up, and when you get up in New Hampshire and Vermont, nothing. Zero. Norfolk had a strong showing when it came to the storm. And West Palm Beach had temperatures in the 50s yesterday. Winds were blowing around on Saturday. It was really, on Saturday, there was a tornado warning. I think it was Friday or Saturday. I think it was Saturday, actually. Greensboro has cleaned out. They're in a too bad a situation. Jacksonville, very chilly this morning, as is Memphis and Hartford. So that's Monday, as far as weather is concerned. What do you think about the idea that there's a draft Bloomberg effort, an official draft Bloomberg? Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, is maybe going to run for president. And this comes a day after Donald Trump, who's the leading contender for the Republican nomination, said he could shoot a person on Fifth Avenue and wouldn't lose any voters. Okay. We'll see what that does in social media. Meanwhile, let's listen to some of the conversation. He hasn't, by the way, discounted this. He said he'd seriously consider joining the presidential race. Apparently, as an independent, that would get my attention, frankly. You've heard me many times on this program say it would be cool if Michael Bloomberg would run for the presidency. Here's reporter Juliana Goldman with some of the reaction to the idea that Michael Bloomberg might run a presidential campaign.
With Michael Bloomberg exploring a third-party bid, presidential candidates dismissed what would be the latest curveball in the 2016 race.
If that takes place, I am confident that we will win it.
The former New York City mayor has told associates he wants to run as a centrist if the election comes down to Donald Trump or Ted Cruz versus Bernie Sanders.
Well, I'm going to relieve him of that and get the nomination so he doesn't have to.
Trump encouraged his fellow New Yorker to get in.
Then I'm going to have to deal against Hillary if she doesn't go to jail, or I'm going to have to deal against Bernie or somebody, or Bloomberg comes in, which would be great. I'd love to have him come in because I love the competition.
Huh. Loves the competition. He loses me. I'm not an enthusiastic Trump supporter. I'm a supporter because I want to have the country change radically. Whether that would happen, I mean, anything is better than what we have. That's just my, I got into a conversation with my children about this over the weekend that started as a review of what's going on in Oregon with the people who took over the federal land there. And I said I supported the takeover. I didn't support them, but I support the theory of bringing attention to a serious problem. It just expands every day with more government involvement and this, that, or the other thing. I think it's one of the things Bloomberg would address well. Here's something that we clipped from CNN. Dr. Jason Johnson, who's an analyst for TheRoot.com, doesn't think Bloomberg will actually run.
Michael Bloomberg's got a ton of money. He's connected to a network. But I don't know, maybe this is what happens when you're like stir crazy and you're trapped in your house with the snow, because he's done this before. I don't think he's got much of a chance of actually entering this race. And here's the key. Most of what he said in interviews is he would get involved if it was Trump versus Bernie Sanders, two candidates who are polar opposites, who he thinks will polarize the country. If it ended up being Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton, I don't think Michael Bloomberg gets involved. If Donald Trump is running, I definitely think Michael Bloomberg takes away from him. Okay. If Hillary Clinton is running, I think he can take away from her. If it was Hillary versus Donald, I think he takes away from both of them. But I think at the end, first off, it's really difficult to run as a third-party candidate. He really doesn't necessarily have a name that people outside of the tri-state area in New York or the media necessarily know one way or another, and he would have a really long slot. But I'll say this. Nobody gets into a presidential race just to prove a point. He'd be in it to win it, but he'd be spending all that money and trying to get on the ballot in all 50 states.
All right. 888-302-3684. Some commentary from social media after we listened to some of the candidates actually weighing in on the possibility that Bloomberg would decide to run. We'll start with Jeb Bush.
Look, he's a good man. He was a great mayor. He is much more liberal than I am, but he's a good person, and I don't think he'll get in the race if unless it's Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, probably. But that's way off into the future.
Uh-huh. Donald Trump. Look at this. Jeb Bush actually out loud putting some juice, some energy behind who might be the two people that run. Time for two. We need more parties in this country. Bloomberg is like Trump in that he has plenty of dough. He's got as much money as Trump, and he'd use his own money. He used his own money when he ran in New York. I think one year he spent $65 million of his own money to run advertising campaigns, that sort of thing. He was responsible for change. He got them to change the number of terms. Normally, the rule had been you serve two terms in New York and you're out, but he got the city council or whoever the folks at home were there to consider a third term for him, and he got elected easily. He's been elected easily each time. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, doesn't want to talk about it.
Mayor Bloomberg will have to decide for himself whether to run, and no one could be evaluated about whether they'd be a good president or not until they actually get into the race and go through the relentless nature of a presidential campaign. That tells you a lot about what kind of president a person would be. So if Mayor Bloomberg were ever to get into the race, we all, and myself included, could then make a evaluation of him as a potential president. But when you're not a candidate, you don't deserve to be evaluated as to whether you're going to be a good president or not.
All right, that's his point of view. Welcome to it, right? Here's Bernie Sanders thinks that if Bloomberg decides to run, that Sanders can beat these two billionaires.
I think it would be very interesting if Donald Trump became the Republican candidate, who was a multi-billionaire, and Michael Bloomberg became an independent candidate, who was a multi-billionaire. And it will tell people what I have been saying for a long time, is that this country is moving away from democracy to oligarchy, that billionaires are the people who are controlling our political life. That is what... That is not what, to my view, American democracy is supposed to be about, a contest between billionaires. If that takes place, I am confident that we will win it.
Well, if you go back over the history, there was no such thing as billionaires when the people who came to this country decided to create the democracy or the republic or whatever it is. They were wealthy landowners, though, and that's how they got into the situation of prominence they were in. They were smart. They created the Constitution, created the government that we have, which is supposedly of the people, by the people, and for the people. But as we know at this point, and maybe it's just because they couldn't figure it out, it's a government of some of the people, for some of the people, by some of the people. It's not a government for everybody. It is in need of a serious shakeup. Can Bloomberg do it? Can Trump do it? Hillary Clinton sure can't do it. Can Bernie Sanders do it? None of the other Republican candidates can do it. They're part of the system. They got there because they got a lot of dough. It's all about the dough. It's all about power. It's all about control. Again, I call your attention to the situation in Oregon and the fact that the government's got all the power and the money because they took it from you. And how'd they do it? Go back to 1913. Was it 13? Yeah, I think it was 1913 when the law was passed, which was at that point considered unconstitutional to have a personal income tax. Prior to that, it was a company income tax that paid all the bills. But then we decided to get a little bit. I didn't decide, neither did you, but our forefathers who were in charge decided they could get more dough by having an income tax. And so that's been the standard. The country, the way it's run is a sham. And so whether we leave it the way it is and just keep going along as far as we can until it implodes because of its own weight of corruption, that's going to be a decision that people make as we move along. I'll tell you, a lot of people are not very well educated as to what's going on. And whether that sounds like I'm an elitist, I do know what's going on. I feel strongly that I know what's going on. And many of you do as well. You feel it. You sense it. That's why there's a Donald Trump. That's why there's a Bernie Sanders. If there was just everybody happy and things were going along, we were advancing well, daily things, weekly things, monthly things, yearly things, all were going smoothly, then there'd be no Bernie Sanders. There'd be no Donald Trump. And there'd certainly be no mention of Michael Bloomberg. But that's not the case because the other people who are running are all part of the problem. And so, and you can say, well, look at these billionaires. They're part of the problem, too. Well, how have we gotten to this point? Look in the mirror. You're part of the problem. We all are part of the problem. There are too many people, can't be governed, government's too big, so you got what you got it. Comments from social media on Michael Bloomberg and the idea that he would run coming up next here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
All right, so here we go with some social media at 49 past the hour on Good Day. John writes, here's an example of how Democrats can be just as stupid as Republicans. They're being handed the presidency on a gold platter in the form of Trump or Cruz, and they want to ruin it with a Bloomberg graft. There's no Democratic Bloomberg graft, sir. He runs as an independent if he runs. The Democrats not interested in him. And also, you must have been misinformed. Stephen writes, nothing liberal about Bloomberg. He's a wealthy man with a God complex that believes he has a right to tell other people how to live their lives, has no problem using his money to get the changes he wants, whether people want them or not. Well, Stephen, you don't know. I'm guessing, when I read this, I know you didn't live in New York. Liberal, I don't know what that means anymore. It's like conservative. It's not used properly. It doesn't tell a story. The things about Bloomberg, he has done a lot when it comes to management. Yeah, has he said some things that were controversial or tried to get some controversial things done? Yes. He has strong beliefs. I think we want somebody with conviction, don't we? I may not agree with all this stuff, but that doesn't mean he's bad. Matt writes, this would be great to get people to the polls, Trump versus Bloomberg versus Hillary. I'd rather have Bernie as the choice. That would put a lot of states like New York in play for electoral votes. Be nice to have a vote that matters for once. Yeah, That's why we ought to eliminate the entire system of the Electoral College. Get rid of it. Tom writes, welcome, Mr. Bloomberg. I know Trump will win anyway. Your entrance into the race seals the deal for Trump. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler.
Good morning.
Who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, author of My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. He knows everything there is to know. He is the king of home improvement media. And if you don't believe him, ask him. Or if you don't believe me, you can ask him. All right, so Richie, do we have to do a couple of questions here? Are we all right?
A lot of snow coming. Let's get
to
this.
Yeah, let's talk about the winter storm. Its name is Jonas. So the usual questions apply here. What do you advise as the home improvement chief around the country? People look to you for advice on situations like this. So what's the common sense stuff, and what are things that people don't often think about with regard to preparing for a big snowstorm?
Well, one of the first things I advise, Doug, is to be careful. Now's the time when people drag out, you know, the space heaters and things like that that they don't use every day. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of fires that happen as a result of that. So just be careful. Use common sense. Take the day today. Get that stuff ready. Make sure it's good to go. Get the fresh fuel. If you got a generator or a snowblower that has to be filled up, check the batteries and the smoke detectors. And make sure you check that those carbon monoxide detectors are working. Can't tell you how many times we see these tragic stories that happen after big storms like this.
Yeah.
Because people are just exposing themselves to carbon monoxide in usually silly ways. But you know what? It causes death.
It's such common sense. People lack common sense. So this is a reminder about using your common sense. And one of those things,
smartly.
Shoveling snow. If you have gotten out of shape, if you're older, you haven't exercised, you go out and shovel. This is going to be a fairly heavy snow because it's not going to be really cold. It's chilly, but it's not like 30 below. So shoveling snow, if you're out of shape, is a no-no. Just don't do it.
Get the WD-40 at Doug and spray those shovels down and help the snow fly off them. Give a squirt to those door locks in the cars and also in the house. They'll stop them from freezing as well. And if you have a fireplace, people tend to, again, want to fire that up for the first time for these snowstorms. Guess what? That doesn't really save you much energy because at some point it starts to pull all the heated air out of the house to fuel the draft.
Yeah. All right. Well, it feels good, though. There's a comfort to having a fire.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
It may not be the most practical way to heat your house, but it's really kind of one of those things, the first thing you think about when I think about it is, well, I have fires in every room of my house on the farm. And there's always a fire going in two or three of them if there's bad weather. Or if first of all, there's got to be somebody there, which isn't the case much when the weather is like it is now.
And you know, here's one more reminder, Doug. If you've not done this yet, make sure you turn off your hose bibs on the outside of the house, those valves that feed the outside faucets. Make sure those are off. A lot of people have forgot about that because it's not been very cold in some parts of the country.
Freeze them up. So let's one thing you said that I want to underscore, WD-40, what a great way to make sure the snow does not stick to your utensil, whatever it is.
Or 3-in-1 oil, any kind of a lubricant like that actually helps make the job a lot easier.
Yep. All right, Joshua, our listener, one of our listeners, I hope he's not the only one in Rhode Island, has a question for you. He says he's got a high radon reading in his basement. He found a paint product on the internet made for cement floors that is supposed to work on radon. He wants to know if you've ever used this kind of a product.
No, but I wouldn't use anything like that as a standalone strategy. It's just not the way to mitigate radon. If you've got a high radon level in your house, you've got a basement with a cement floor, there is an approved way to do this, sort of a standard way to do this, and that is called, it's called sub-slab ventilation. And basically what happens is you drop a pipe about the size of, a 4-inch PVC plumbing pipe right through the slab so that you're pulling off the gas from below it. There's an inline fan that fits into this pipe, and it basically sort of depressurizes the area under the slab and evacuates that radon gas out. You can't just paint your way out of a radon problem. You got to do it once, do it right, and not have to do it again, because you know what? You're going to want to save that house. You're going to want to save that house because at some point in time you're going to want to sell it. Yeah. You'll have to do it then, and you don't want to expose yourself to radon in the process.
Yeah. You can paint yourself into a corner, though, but you can't paint your way into safety and radon. Stacy hears a lot of pros and cons about wind generators. She wants to know what the truth is. Is there a wind generator that works and pays for itself over time?
Residentially, I've not seen one that works and pays for itself over time. I will say that most of the time when I get calls about projects like that, Doug, folks have ignored some of the basics. So if you're considering anything that's sort of out of the norm, and I don't include solar in that, by the way, because I think there's some good opportunities in solar today. Something like a wind generator, I bet you, Stacey, if you check your attic, you don't have enough insulation. I mean, cover your basics first.
Yeah, basic stuff.
Thinking about stuff like that.
All right, thank you, Tom. Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at MoneyPit.com, 59 after the hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.